Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUVO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And if you want to access this podcast or previous podcast radio shows, you can access it at kxoradio.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Cold?
A little bit chilly.
Got chilly this morning. Well, we've got a great show for you. Let's just jump right on in. Again, 337-8874 is the phone number. We're here today with Dr. Heather Wyatt Nickel. We got two Wyatts in the house, which is kind of cool. And she's the professor of public administration in for the University of Baltimore. So she's flown out here at her own. We got her on a phone link. And the subject today is kind of, you know, we're the mental health wellness people, and so you're probably going, public administration, where are we going here? Here's where we're kind of going. You know, I'm starting to notice that we live in kind of an economically challenged area. I don't know.
You think so?
I've been here 25 years, and I guess that 30% unemployment rate over time, and poverty, and the high dropout rates, and teen pregnancies, and lack of people going to college, and
actually, we had a lot of kids going to college according to the recent information.
We're up to like 7, right?
No, 80% go to college. Most of them probably to IBC.
Which then graduates all those kids, right? And they get higher level.
I don't know about that. I would go ahead.
Anyway, so I think by any standards, we are the most challenged economic county in California.
Yes.
And
we're the poorest.
And the question is what does that really look like? And so to get that, I think we go to a doctor of public administration and somebody who's done some research on that, and we start to talk about what does the landscape look like, and is that, and ultimately make our own decisions about whether that affects our wellness, whether that's something that really burdens us, and then whether or not that's something that we need to deal with on a larger scale. So good morning, Dr. Wyatt Nickel.
Good morning.
I heard you back there.
I like the Wyatt.
thank you.
She's a Wyatt by birth. I'm Wyatt by marriage. So.
Yeah. And I'm Scott, and she's Maria. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's interesting because when I first talked to you about kind of lining up the show, the American dream was still intact somehow, or at least in theory it was. And since we've talked about 6 weeks ago, the whole Occupy America, Occupy Wall Street, and Occupy most other major cities.
San Diego,
cities.
Oakland, everywhere.
Oakland had a party last night.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
here in the Valley, I think they're doing one here, too.
Yes, we have an Occupy El Centro faction that meets in the parks on the weekends and walks in front of Bank of America. And anyway, it's really kind of beginning to take even the political discourse by storm. There's some foundation for that in your research, isn't there, Doctor?
Yes. I'm really excited, actually, about the Occupy Wall Street movement. We have an Occupy Baltimore here as well. And from what I understand, today there's going to be Occupy the Treasury.
Wow.
In Washington. And I was in New York on Friday. I did not get a chance to visit Occupy Wall Street in New York. I was in and out so quickly. But it's exciting to see that people are finally challenging some of the problems that we're having with economic inequality. And you all are certainly on target. I have, in my research, I've write about social class because it's near and dear to my heart for a variety of reasons. I was a first-generation college student, come from working-class background, and I try to write on issues of social class from a variety of perspectives. But as it pertains to health and public administration in general, there are several studies that have shown that neighborhoods that are poverty-stricken have residents that are more likely to have health problems, delinquency and academic problems among school-age youth. And it really does carry over into opportunities for people living in such neighborhoods. I'll give you an example of Baltimore City and Baltimore, some of the surrounding counties. What's interesting here Baltimore City is one of the poorest cities in the nation, right? One of the 10 poorest cities in the nation.
And they even got their own HBO series because they're so poor, right?
Yes, yes. We like not to talk about that. Yes. Some officials are upset about David Simon's movie, but he does provide, in my opinion, a very good portrayal of many of the neighborhoods here in Baltimore. And if we look, for example, at median household income in Baltimore City, and this is data from 2007, so it's a little bit dated, but it was $36,304. Now, some of our surrounding counties, interestingly, are some of the wealthiest counties in the nation. Howard County, the median household income was $97,837. And if we look at the number of kids living in poverty, ages 5 to 17 in Baltimore City, that was 26%. In Howard County, that was 4%.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.